ones who were in neon.
December 7th, 2021. How do you identify ethnically?
Mexican. Yeah.
How has culture played a role in your life so far?
I mean, it's kind of everywhere, in my family at least. Like, little stuff, like, I remember that sometimes when we didn't really have anything ready to eat, my dad would just, like, heat up tortillas, and then he'd be like, here, and I'd be like, okay. So it's just really small things, but they're just always prevalent.
What is a family tradition or practice that you wish you saw practiced more by, like, by other people or less cited?
I mean, New Year's, I know a lot of people in Mexico, like, do fireworks and stuff, but they can be pretty dangerous, so I don't know. But I think they're pretty cool. I've never seen them in person, but they look cool. Much more people would do that.
What was your childhood like? How did it differ from what you see kids experiencing today?
I think my mom was a lot more strict than, like, other parents, especially since, like, I'm her only kid.
Yeah.
So she's always been, like, really protective of me. And I think part of that really influenced how I am as a person, because I think we're really similar. She was always, like, really paranoid about stuff, or she wanted things to be done a certain way. And I'm like that a lot, and I overthink a lot. It's all bad stuff, but I think a lot of her personality is, like, stuff I adopted too.
Mm-hmm. And that's understandable, because maybe her parents were strict with her as well.
Like, she has a habit of, like, really spoiling me, because her parents did that too. It's a weird way of showing love. I don't know.
Yeah. Have you ever been shamed or put down by a family member for not being authentic or true to, like, your race?
Yeah. Sometimes people get really... they're really specific about how you should act, or I know some people in my family that are like, oh, you have to speak Spanish.
Like, you have to be a certain way around a certain group of family members.
Yeah. Like, I speak Spanish, like, pretty fluently, but I know, like, my niece doesn't, and people are always like, oh, she's not. Not that she doesn't fit in, but there's definitely, like, a little bit of resentment, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Like, is it harder to communicate with, like, younger, like, the younger group of kids to get them to follow that same type of pattern?
Sometimes. Because, I mean, it's not that difficult to communicate, but there's still some stuff that she won't really understand.
Mm-hmm.
She's still pretty little.
Yeah. What aspects of your culture, ethnicity, or heritage bring you the most pride or satisfaction?
Probably just, like, holidays that have become, like, popular or more known, like, throughout the world. Like, you know, Day of the Dead, like, a lot of people think it's pretty cool. I didn't really grow up celebrating it because of, my mom didn't. But it's really nice. I think it's a really cool holiday.
Is that, like, a holiday you try to bring into, like, a normal every year tradition with, like, your family when you have, if you ever have kids?
Maybe, yeah.
What is one experience or memory from your childhood that you learned about inequality?
I mean, my mom has a pretty heavy accent, so people are always really disrespectful. I feel like heavy accents are usually associated with, like, being less smart. And so, I mean, she's had a lot of jobs where she's, like, really experienced in, like, taking care of kids and stuff. But people don't really see that, and they don't really try to actually learn about what kind of person she is and sort of just put her in a box. I mean, for me, I've never really experienced anything super bad firsthand. It's more like what I saw, like, other people.
Like what you've seen from family members and, like, friends.
Yeah.
How do you feel about participating in the Pledge of Allegiance or national anthem? Like, do you feel like you have to stand for it?
Not really. I feel like it's kind of awkward if you don't, because then people stare at you. But I don't really feel like I have to.
Yeah. What are some experiences that you have had with microaggressions? Microaggressions are, like, everyday remarks that people do, people make. Like, what have you heard from them?
Most people kind of assume that I'm white passing or that I am white, so I don't really hear people say anything directly to me. But then when, you know, they see, like, my mom or the rest of my family members, you know, they become, like, more hostile, I guess, or they say, like, really disrespectful remarks. I've had people be like, "Oh, your mom talks weird." I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
It's, like, little stuff, but it's usually, like, they try to hide behind the fact that they're not trying to be disrespectful.
But then they are in reality.
Like, the intent is still there.
Yeah.
Even if they don't think it.
In what ways have you passed on your culture to other family members or other people, like, friends? Younger family members, like your niece.
Well, I mean, I know. I'd say, like, Christmas, because, I mean, Christmas is a pretty big deal, and so she learns about, like, both sides of her family, like, her mom and her dad, like, different, what they grew up with, and her family as a whole.
Have you ever experienced discrimination or oppression at school, or, like, have you had a friend who's experienced that at school?
I've had so
many.
Or, like,
in your neighborhood, too.
So many racist teachers. And, like, it's the same thing. They usually don't say anything, like, right to your face.
Yeah.
But there's always, like, with mean teachers, like, there's always that kind of hostility.
Mm-hmm.
But they're never really able to act on it or say something actually disrespectful.
Yes.
That could get them in trouble.
We'll do this as the last question. Who in your family has been an inspiration to you, and what do they do that inspires you?
Probably, like, my mom, because, I mean, she's, like, you know, a single mom, right? So she had to deal with, I mean, the stigma from her family. Like, my parents were never actually together, so that's a big stigma. A lot of people think that's something you should be embarrassed about. And also the fact that she's been able to just provide for both of us for like, ever since I can remember.
Because she's dealing with that pressure being, like, a single mother and, like, the, like, environment, like, the community judges of being a single mother.
Also,
but she's still, like, doing her best to support you.
Yeah.
That's good. It's always great when you have, when you are really close with a mother. Anything else you need to know?
I don't think so.
All right, thank you.
Of course.